With me in the book of Acts, chapter 28, book of Acts, chapter 28. We can keep all of the children, just remain in service today. Amen, amen, amen. Acts 28, real quickly here. Acts 28, most of us know about Paul and his life and many great things that he was able to do for the Lord, And it was all because he had just a strong, very strong and a genuine commitment to follow God, to follow the Spirit of God, as God directed him. You see, so often God wants to direct our lives, and what we in turn do, we grieve the Spirit. The Spirit is moving in a particular direction, and we get stubborn, and we don't want to move. And what you're doing, you're grieving the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord wants to do some great and mighty things in your life. In this passage of Scripture that we're about to read here, that the Apostle Paul had been shipwrecked and had found himself being forced to go to a particular location in time, and as he went there, God had a message. God had a message through the life of Paul, and I think that message is appropriate. That message is appropriate for us today, because our lives, the Bible says that our lives are epistles. We are epistles read of men. There are people around this world that come in contact with me, that come in contact with you. They will not pick up a Bible and read it. But if you proclaim that you're a Christian, then they begin to read your life. They begin to read your life. You know, one of the most encouraging messages that I can hear from a person is that, you know, I've been watching you for a long time. Well, they're saying they've been reading me for a long time, and what I saw in you, I saw Christ in you. And I got a text this morning from an old employee of mine. She was my city clerk in my previous city, and she sent me a text. And I humbly share this with you, not exalting myself, but exalting God. And she said, if there's anything that I miss so much about you, she said, every time I met with you, you provided me with a brief devotion. Amen. A brief devotion. And she said, and now that you're no longer here with me, that all I can do is reflect back on those devotions, or those words of those spiritual words of encouragement, those spiritual words of wisdom. But in our text today, we're going to see here something very unique that I think will be very helpful. We're just going to deal with about six verses, and then we'll get into our message. Would you stand for the reading of the Word of God? Would you please stand for the reading of the Word of God? Some of us a little tired, some of us a little fatigued, but standing may help you and cause you to not fall asleep while the pastor's preaching. Amen. 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 Don't want to sleep on the first service of the year. Let us read. Once safely on shore, again, they were shipwrecked. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and they welcomed us, all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, For though he escaped from the sea, the goddess justice has not allowed him to live. But Paul shook the snake off in the fire and suffered no ill effect. Let's read it one more time, one more time. But Paul shook the snake off in the fire and suffered no ill effect. Last verse. The people expected him to swell up and suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing unusual happening to him, they changed their mind and said he was a god. Little g, little g. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of the word of God. This morning in this 2017, I want to encourage each one of you that as you peep back into the previous year, that you shake off all of the things that you are attempting to bring forward in 2017. In 2017, perhaps a good title for this message should be a whole lot of shaking going on. Amen. That those of you in here have been compelled to shake off the bad things of the past. Life as we know it is full of things that seeks to attach themselves to us. Everywhere you go, there's something, be it good or bad, it seeks to attach itself to you. And some of these attachments can be deadly and detrimental towards our future and our spiritual growth and development. You see, you have to be extremely careful as to what you allow to attach itself to you. It can be a man, it can be a woman, it can be some new friends. You got to be very careful who you allow yourself to be attached to. These attachments oftentimes are messengers from Satan himself. They're designed to kill, they're designed to steal, and they're designed to destroy. And so I think you can see the significance of not allowing attachments of 2016 to get a hold to you now. And so the only way that you can deal with it, you got to pull out of the page from Paul's book and shake it off. Shake it off in the name of Jesus. Shake off bad relationship. Shake off bad attitudes. Shake off bad habits. You got to shake it off because they are designed, as this viper snake was, they're designed to kill, steal, and destroy and damper your success in 2017.